We're talking with Mark Peloza from Hog Heaven Guide Service about fishing on Little Bay to Knock. Well, we've kind of gone through the ice conditions and the prolific pike fishing going on right now. Really good on Little Bay to Knock. If you don't mind, Mark, I'd like to get into the walleye fishing now. What's the word about the walleye in the upper and middle bay?
Well, it started out not too bad. Now it's slowed up a little bit. I don't think that there's a lot of walleye that have moved in to our head of the bay yet. As the year progresses, more and more come in, but they're catching, you know, some eaters here and there occasionally, like anything else. You got to put your time in. Walleye can be very finicky, and just like any fish, you know, you can't make them eat. They're like us. They eat when they want to eat. So it's all about putting your time in on the water, and you get to catch a good day, and you can do pretty good.
What about the perch fishing right now?
Really good. Yeah, there's some nice limits of perch being caught. Had a friend of mine the other day was out from 2 o'clock in the afternoon until 5. He had 10 fish all over 10 inches, and the day after that he had 18 all over 10 inches, and the biggest ones are about 12 and a half inches. So, and he had 2-kicker, eater-sized walleyes, you know, to kaboot. So that was a pretty good day's fishing. You know, that's a couple meals. Yeah, perch fishing, it can be iffy. You get good days and bad days there too, but it seems like perch fishing has been very good.
Well, Mark, I've really been enjoying our talk here. I want to get into what you specifically do with Hog Heaven Guide Service. So maybe run down the list of different services and products that you provide.
Well, mostly, you know, I guide people in portables, teach them the bay a little bit, show them where to go, what to do. Again, try to keep them safe, keep them away from things that shouldn't be around, and basically target walleyes in suspended waters and then take them back into shallow waters where they come in to feed in the evening hours, early morning hours. Other than that, I do rent a few shanties by the day, and I also have one sleeper shanty that I rent usually for weekends for people that want to come here and spend their weekend on the ice and dip up and, you know, run with your portables from there. Well, I've been doing it for 25 years on and off, and I just retired now, so I slowed down a little bit with it, and I'm not as wide open as I used to be from years past, but I do it for just enjoyment, teach people a bay, and it's fun. Like I said, you get watching your electronics, it's probably the best male video game they make. It's a lot of fun when you learn how to read your electronics.
It sounds like you're the guy to go to if they want to learn this stuff. So, and the sleeper shanty sounds really interesting, too. So if folks are interested to find out more, give them your phone number.
They're best to either text me on my cell at area code 906-241-0742 or give me a call. You have that I can help them with.
241-0742. Mark Peloza from Hog Heaven Guide Service. We'd love to give you a call back again and pick your brain a little bit more sometime in the near future.
Adam, love to talk to you again. It's all about catching fish and Little Bay to Knock.
There it is. Appreciate it, Mark, and we'll give you a call back real soon. This is The Outdoor Show.